Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rennie Martin. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting 9th. The third baseman, John Castineau. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castineau fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Otis reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and has Lockhock trapped. There's the throw to Wilfong and over to Castano, who tags Lockhock for the out. Washington moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. White moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Akins moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreau for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield takes first base on ball 4. Cubbage moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. Cubbage moves to third. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to second. Pete Redfern now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. Hurdle moves to third. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to home to get Hurdle. Lockhock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White bunts towards third. Castano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Weiniger and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Powell reaches second base with a double. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilfong bunts towards third. Quirk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Powell moves to third. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for John Castano. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Royals. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilfong scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Doug Corbett now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Porter reaches second base with a double. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Akins is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Akins moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.